Sights and sound of opening day 2015. The Jaguars fans filled it up here at Everbank Field, and they came in excited. They didn't leave so much, though, as the Jaguars fall to the Carolina Panthers 20-9. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And there was a lot of anticipation for a brand-new offense for the Jaguars, one that looked very good in August. Unfortunately, it didn't look much different than the one that struggled last year. The defense, which played well, spent too much time on the field, and the Jaguars' offense shot itself in the foot over and over, dropped passes, missed blocks, and it really cost the Jaguars in the end.
I felt like we would execute better. I think that we had some opportunities. We just didn't finish. And I thought we bounced back. You saw us. We had some drops. Then guys kind of regained their composure and went back out there. But there were some other things. I don't want to put it just on the receivers and the drops. There's other things with all three phases that we can do better.
It wasn't what they did to us. It was what we did to ourselves. We had multiple things where we just shot ourselves in the foot. So, like I said, it's fixable stuff. But it's not the way you want to come out and start the season at all. We're not going to sugarcoat it. It wasn't good enough, and we got to be better.
The opportunity was there as far as us putting the ball on the floor. If it's the fumble that I had or the drops we had, we just got to finish those plays. The good thing about it is all things that we can control.
Well, the defense would have liked to have stood in the locker room and stood on their performance today because at times they played well. The Panthers' offense scored just 13 points, and they held tight end Greg Olsen, Cam Newton's favorite weapon, to only one catch for just 11 yards. But critical mistakes, and especially in that fourth quarter, 8-minute drive where they couldn't get the Panthers off the field, well, it left them feeling gassed and empty in the locker room.
Yeah, that's a tough loss for us, because we felt like that we left some plays out there. We had some opportunities to make some big things happen defensively, and we made some plays and we left some out there.
Call adversity Murphy around here, and Murphy hit us today. And that's why tomorrow is such a crucial day for us, and being honest with our own play. Being honest with what we did well, and moving forward. Optimism has to stay high, and I think it stays high because we have a lot of opportunity ahead of us.
A couple of game notes for you. Rashad Greene got his first NFL touchdown. He also suffered his first NFL concussion on the final series of the game. He is now in the concussion program and will be evaluated throughout the course of the week. Big injury for the Jaguars. Luke Jokel left late in the second quarter, but returned with an ankle injury to start the third quarter. But he had to leave again after the first offensive series, and his status will be updated later in the week. Jaguars fall on opening day to the Carolina Panthers 20-9. With your rapid recap from Everbank Field in Jacksonville, I'm Brian Sexton.